الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When an opponent wants to defeat their competitor, a key strategy is to identify the weakness of the opponent and to attack at that weakness. And interestingly, when a person identifies, or a competitor identifies a weakness, or an opponent, let's say, identifies a weakness, it's usually the strength of that opposite team that they identify in order to be able to neutralize them. So, for example, let me give a simple example that will help to clarify this. If I am playing basketball, I don't know, make it the NBA, some basketball, team A against team B, and team A is planning on how they're going to defeat team B, the way that they're going to make their plan is they're going to identify the strength of team B, and they're going to talk about how they can neutralize that strength in order to defeat their enemy. So, for example, if they know that, let's say, Team A is making a strategy to defeat Team B, and Team A knows that Team B has an excellent three-point shooter, then they're going to double cover the three-point shooter to make sure that they're not able to score all of those easy baskets. So this is the common way by which enemies are defeated. You identify their strength, or the opponents are defeated, let's say. You identify the strength, and you try to neutralize that strength, recognizing that by neutralizing that strength, you can take control of your opponent. In every sphere, it's the same. For example, if we know that a particular individual, their strength lies in social media, and somebody wants to neutralize their strength, then what they'll do is they'll try to disconnect them from social media, because that's the microphone, that's the way by which they're able to present their message. So they recognize that this is the mechanism by which they're able to achieve their success, and if we neutralize them, then we'll be able to slow them down. So you'll see nowadays social media companies, they try to identify if there's bad actors out there, and they try to remove them from their platforms, because they know that they're giving them an opportunity to be able to spread their message. Anyway, these are just some common examples, or maybe the most common example would be when an army is fighting another army, and they encircle let's say one army encircles the other. The first thing they'll do is they'll take away their weapons. But it's not enough for the army to say, "We surrender." The opposing army will take away their weapons. And when they take away their weapons, they know that they have neutralized the other army, because they've taken the strength away from that army. So this principle, this general principle that we kind of established in the very beginning here, this is applicable to a broad array of circumstances, but its greatest example lies in the way by which Shaitan deals with the believers. Now, you know that Shaitan, his sole purpose is to disrupt the believers in their actions and in their faith. That is the sole stated purpose of Shaitan. Now, Shaitan is constantly plotting and planning. How can I disrupt the believers? How can I disrupt them in their belief? How can I disrupt them in their actions? And the way that he does that is to identify our strength. And if he can identify our strength and neutralize that strength, then he will be able to overcome us. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this exact example in the Quran, where Allah states, "Istahwadha alayhimu shaytan." Shaitan subjugated them, overtook them. Now, of course, in this particular instance, the Quran is referring to, let's say, a group of people that have been taken away, far away from their goal of being believers and of doing good deeds. But the Quran is describing how Shaitan was able to take those people so far and make them fail in this life and eventually fail in the next life. So the Quran says, "Istahwadha alayhimu shaytan." Shaitan overcame them. That's very interesting. Shaitan overcame them. But the Quran goes one step further. Quran goes one step further and mentions how or what did Shaitan do once he overcame them. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. So he caused them to forget the dhikr of Allah. So now we learn that Shaitan, once he overtakes a group of people, the first thing he does is to cause them to forget the dhikr of Allah, highlighting that the dhikr of Allah is the weapon of the believer. It is the strength of the believer. It is the success of the believer. Like I gave an example earlier, if there is a security guard and in a bank, and a bank robber walks in the door, and the security guard detects the bank robber, the security guard is going to point his weapon at the bank robber and say, "Drop your weapon. Drop your weapon." Why? Because the way by which you subjugate, or the security guard subjugates their enemy and takes control over their enemy, is to take their weapon away from them, because the weapon is their strength in this example. So when Shaitan is able to overcome people, the first thing, or one of the very early things that Shaitan does, is to disconnect them from the dhikr of Allah. In fact, it's a very, very rapid progression, because you can see the word fa, the letter fa is used, which indicates a rapid progression in Arabic. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. Shaitan overcame them and immediately caused them to forget the dhikr of Allah, rendering them powerless. And this statement or this example which is provided in the Quran concerning these particular individuals, but in general it's a principle that we can all learn from, highlights to us that our strength lies in our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our strength lies in the dhikr of Allah. That our protection, that our ability to defeat shaitan, our ability to be able to come out of even the darkest circumstances in our lives, all of that lies with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person maintains their dhikr, then this is what grants them strength, because it connects them to Allah, and we know that there is no power and there is no might except with Allah. Now, who are we? We don't have the ability to defeat anything or to accomplish very much, but what makes us special and what gives us strength and gives us power and gives us ability and gives us protection is the name of Allah. And in order to maintain our strength, the deen continuously takes us upon this path of the remembrance of Allah. We wake up, we make dua. We get ready, we pray. We are grateful to Allah. Every, you know, circumstance that arises has its own particular mechanism by which we exhibit that gratitude. You'll see that the life of a believer essentially is the dhikr of Allah. And when shaitan wants to disconnect a believer from their, wants to overcome a believer, wants to take over a believer, wants to cause a believer to come under their his control, the first and key thing that he does is to cause them to forget the dhikr of Allah. Now, why is that important? Because shaitan is our stated, open, continuous, plotting enemy. He, from the beginning of man till now, has worked to take every human ever created and to drag them to failure in this life and to place them in ultimate failure in the hereafter. And the way by which he does that, the way by which he does that is to disconnect people from the dhikr of Allah. For us, that's a very important principle to be aware of. Because this same shaitan that has been wreaking havoc upon humanity since the beginning of man's creation is the same shaitan that wants to wreak havoc upon our lives, that wants to wreak havoc upon the lives of our children, that wants to wreak havoc upon the lives of our families, family members, of our parents, of our relatives, of our community, of the upon the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. His number one focus, yes, I mean, shaitan is constantly just driving all of man to a loss. That's every single human being is constantly being worked on by shaitan to take them to the next lowest level. He doesn't give up by causing a person to fail one test or fail one quiz or fail one course. He wants all of life to be a failure and all of hereafter to be a failure for every human being. So shaitan is continuously working. But the greatest effort of shaitan comes upon those who are trying to succeed. The greatest effort of shaitan comes upon those who are trying to succeed. So what will he do? He causes them or works on them to forget the dhikr of Allah. Because he knows by making a person forget the dhikr of Allah, he will subjugate them. Istahwadha alayhim ash-shaytan. Shaitan subjugated them. Or you can say shaitan took control of them. And if he can take control of them, then he will be able to guide them in whichever direction he chooses. Or lead them, we can say, in whichever direction he chooses. So this is a important reminder for all of us that we have to be very particular about maintaining our dhikr because it is our shield, it is our weapon, it is our strength, it is our protection, it is the way by which we maintain our connection with Allah, and it is only with Allah that all strength lies and all power lies. So what that means is that as believers who have been granted so much, and as individuals who have been, by the mercy of Allah, granted the tawfiq to worship him and to achieve some degree of success in this life, and inshallah, some degree of success in the hereafter, we need to be very particular about maintaining our dhikr. It would be like, we would imagine a person is in the army, and you ask the person, can I see your weapon? And the person says, I don't have any weapon. First question, it says, how can you be in the army? Everybody knows that a soldier has to have a weapon. So in the same way, you ask a person, you know, how can they be a believer without having the weapon of the dhikr of Allah to protect them against shaitan? And the answer is that if a person doesn't have that weapon, shaitan will very quickly be able to take control of them. So we need to be very particular as believers to maintain our routine of dhikr. Now, of course, the routine of dhikr, it's very broad. When a person talks about a routine, that's a very broad concept. And it ranges from simply making dua throughout the day to making sure and ensuring that our prayers are prayed on time to maintaining a basic interaction with the Qur'an for a certain number of minutes every day to making istighfar and salawat regularly, to spending some time with a, you know, a basic routine of remembrance of Allah. These are all things that all Muslims should be doing. But we need to appreciate that if shaitan were to ever overcome us, the first thing that shaitan would do would be to disconnect us from our dhikr. Because by disconnecting us from our dhikr, he can eventually take complete control of us. And when he takes complete control of us, then we essentially become little henchmen, you know, who are on the team of shaitan. We can call it team shaitan. You know, we could potentially even become part of team shaitan. So one of the important things to recognize, or one of the important things to put some emphasis on, is to maintain our dhikr of Allah. We should always be thinking of Allah. We should always be grateful to Allah. We should continuously be cognizant of the power, the might, the majesty of Allah. If we do that, shaitan will have very little opening in order to be able to derail us from the success of this life and the success of the hereafter. But if we find that we are disconnected from our dhikr, then we essentially can easily be subjugated by shaitan. So all of us should seek to attain a level of dhikr such that we are constantly in remembrance of Allah. Now that, of course, would be the ideal state, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't aim to achieve it. Meaning, if you take a class, you aim for an A, even if you don't get an A, you continuously aim for an A, you might end up with a B, you might end up with a C, but you'll certainly pass. So in the same way, it's important for all of us to recognize that the A in life is to be in a constant state of the remembrance of Allah, such that everything of ours becomes for Him, whether that's our wealth or our time, our heart, our desires, our passions, our relationships, our bowing, our prostrating, etc. All of that is for Allah. And that's what we aim for. Now, that may not occur. Maybe we're not able to achieve that level. But at least by aiming for that, we'll be able to pass and produce some degree of dhikr that will allow us to be able to maintain our snam. If not, then we should know that any place in our life where we find that dhikr is lacking is essentially a space in which shaitan will be able to overcome us. Just as an example, this is why lack of gratefulness to Allah is such a dangerous thing. Because essentially, if we aren't grateful to Allah for everything in our lives and everything that we find around us, then the lack of gratefulness to Allah leaves a void. And that basically, that void is the absence of dhikr. And when there is the absence of dhikr, shaitan can come in. And when shaitan comes in, then he takes the barakah out of things and eventually can use that as a means to subjugate us. So for example, if I'm not grateful for my job and I'm constantly complaining about my job, then shaitan will be able to use that as a means to enter my life. And when he uses that as a means to enter my life, he'll be able to then wreak havoc in so many other spheres and domains of my existence. Every single thing is always, every single circumstance for a believer is one in which they should be grateful to Allah. If it's a difficulty, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose me and cared enough to test me in a way in which my sins can be removed. And I can gain proximity to Him that I wouldn't have been able to attain through my own efforts. And if it's a bounty, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided me with this bounty through His mercy and through none of my, even though I was not deserving, and it's through this bounty that I'm going to be able to serve my Lord and be able to attain a higher status in my relationship with Him. We are always grateful for every circumstance. Always grateful for every circumstance. And it's through that, one of the essential reasons, or you can say benefits of that gratefulness, is that it allows us to be able to deflect areas or deflect penetrations in which shaitan would be able to enter into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to retain the remembrance of Allah throughout our daily routine, and may He protect us from shaitan ever overcoming us in any sphere of our existence. وَآخُرَ تَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ